The inspiration for the State of the Union address comes from the U.S. Constitution, which says the president shall, from time to time, report to Congress on the State of the Union. Throughout much of U.S. history, that has taken the form of a written message from the president to Congress. But the address has taken on a life of its own in the modern media age, with a primetime television audience watching at home. Most political analysts now see the address as an opportunity for the president to build support for his foreign and domestic policy initiatives and to frame the political debate for the year ahead, which happens to be a congressional election year. Republicans hope Mr. Bush will use this year's speech to begin a political rebound after a difficult 2005, during which the president's public approval ratings fell to new lows over Iraq, domestic energy prices, and the response to Hurricane Katrina.
I'm going to continue to talk about an optimistic agenda that will keep. And remind folks, we've got a responsibility to lead.
Democrats will offer a brief rebuttal to the president's speech. Virginia's new Democratic governor, Tim Kaine, will make his debut as a spokesman for the opposition party. This is the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid of Nevada.
We need to hear honesty and humility from the commander-in-chief, not swagger from the campaigner-in-chief.
In addition to outlining his domestic and foreign policy agenda for the year ahead, Mr. Bush is also expected to make an impassioned defense of his leadership in the war on terror and to remind Americans of the importance of staying the course in Iraq. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Iraq will remain a defining issue for the American public this year, much as it did in 2005.
I think most Americans in signing on for this venture, which they did somewhat hesitantly, they assumed that it would be a short-term event. And of course, already it's turned into 2 years. The projections are that it will go many years in the future, at least to a certain degree. Inevitably, in 2006, the president will have to reduce the troop levels. Either that or Republicans will suffer greatly in the midterm elections.
The November congressional elections are expected to drive much of the political debate this year, with Democrats hoping to take advantage of a historical trend that opposition parties usually make gains in the House and Senate in the sixth year of a two-term presidency. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says the Democrats hope to take advantage of public unease over Iraq and a growing corruption scandal involving a once influential Republican lobbyist, Jack Abramoff.
So while there's been some criticism the Democrats don't have a detailed plan, they don't really need one, and they're not rushing to one. They don't have one. Basically, the Democratic argument is things aren't going well. Give us a chance.
Experts also note that the political leverage of presidents tends to weaken toward the end of their second terms as both parties prepare for the next presidential election, in this case in 2008. Patrick Basham monitors the U.S. political scene for the Cato Institute in Washington.
Traditionally, historically, a president reelected has maybe at the outside 2 years of a second term to really be seen as still the undisputed leader of the country politically. After 2 years, his power begins to fade away quite quickly and quite considerably. And I think this president recognizes that.
For all the attention paid to State of the Union addresses, historians note that the public often pays relatively little attention. In fact, a ranking of the top 100 American speeches in the 20th century includes just one State of the Union speech, the one given by President Franklin Roosevelt in 1941. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.